95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In for Sluggo today is comedian Brad Williams.
Thank you for having me back. It's day two. Once again, our thoughts and prayers and condolences to Sluggo's family.
No, he's good.
As he has left this realm. And
no, he's just in Hawaii. He sent me a beautiful picture of the ocean right by where he was eating lunch.
I thought I was replacing him.
You are for yesterday and today.
I've cleared my schedule for the rest of the year.
Well, I think that's fine.
Okay.
It'll work out. Don't worry, it'll work out.
Well, I'll be here all day today for sure.
Excellent, yes. And for sure today.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on your performance.
Oh, man, so we'll I have to see. Be good?
Yeah. You get your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game this hour before 4 o'clock. So keep listening for that. We're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel.
The Jimmy Kimmel?
Late night host Jimmy Kimmel, who has his own line of Crocs.
The American Dream. I mean, what do you do with all that power, fame, money, and influence? Crocs.
Team up with Crocs.
Yeah.
Literally, these are he is teaming up with the Croc Company to put out pizza Crocs. And they're, if it's possible, uglier than every other Croc I've seen.
Bjork would look at these Crocs
yes.
and say, I would never wear that on a red carpet.
Yes,
and she wore a swan.
But how would she say it?
I don't have a Bjork impression.
Let's hear it. You want to replace Sluggo? He does a perfect Bjork.
He does.
Yeah.
I would not wear the Croc. I would not wear the pizza Croc on the red carpet ever.
But you do have an impression.
It is disgusting. It is horrible for the people.
That's my Bjork.
You do have a Bjork.
All
Who
right.
knew? Yeah.
My impressions is up to two.
We're going
to
talk
two
about
people.
Cheating today. As well on the show. I don't know if you follow
Why
the fishing world.
Oh, yeah.
But in the fishing world, there's a huge scandal. The last huge scandal we talked about was the chess world.
Yes.
When the guy was cheating with anal beads. This isn't quite as good.
Now everyone's immediately going to Google that if they missed
they
that
should.
Show. What? Yes, you should absolutely
Google chess,
that.
Anal beads, and you'll love it.
Not on Pornhub. Don't
no,
do
no,
it
no,
there.
No, no,
Don't
right.
do it there.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, anywhere else.
So we'll talk about cheating. And then in Give Me Five, we have oceans, seas, and rivers. That's the theme
okay.
for our five songs in a row with a theme
All
in
right.
Give Me Five. So that's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo's out this week, and comedian Brad Williams is joining us.
That's right. Many would say I'm doing this way better than Sluggo ever did, and I've only been here for a day and a half.
Who would say that?
Many are saying, Brad Williams, absolute best. Let me tell you. He's doing an absolute fantastic job. Fantastic. Many people, many sources. He's great.
Well, you'll get your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up here just before 4 o'clock. So
$100,000 dropping the bucket.
No, I guess not.
Trumpy.
I think not. After what we've seen. First, though, stop making us look bad. That's the name of this feature.
Okay.
Stop making us look bad. This
right.
is a little kid in Florida.
How is he making us look bad? I mean, already kid from Florida, already working against him.
Right.
But how is he making us look bad?
Hurricane Ian.
Very bad.
Just destroyed a lot of
yeah,
it.
Very bad.
And this is a mom talking mm-hmm. to her 7-year-old.
What are you doing with your piggy bank?
Sending it to people in need in Florida because they have a hurricane and their office is going to go down and they need more stuff.
Little cute kid holding his piggy bank.
Okay.
Right? What were you doing at 7?
Throwing rocks at my neighbor, Wally Joyner.
Right.
Robbie Joyner.
What are you doing with your piggy bank?
Just
kidding. Sending it to people in need in Florida because they have a hurricane and their office is going to go down and they need more stuff because their house might go down and they might have nothing.
That is very, very sweet of you. Do you know that?
So I'm giving them my whole piggy bank jar.
Do you know how special that is? You're 7 years old and you want to give your whole piggy bank to help people in need? Yeah.
I was really saving up for a Corvette or an electric scooter, but people need this.
I was really saving up for a Corvette
All right.
or an electric scooter, but people need this.
I mean, that's a giant
really
chasm.
I was saving up for a Corvette or an electric scooter, but people need this.
Yeah, he's incredibly short on the Corvette.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like, I want a Corvette or an electric scooter. I want a Rolls Royce or...
I want a fly in space.
Or a tricycle. Whatever.
Or Thin Mints.
Yeah,
one or the
works.
Other. And then the mom says,
I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, so
how much money was it? Do we know?
It was about $200.
$200. Yeah. So adjusted for
that kid, it was everything he had.
Yeah, that's everything he's got, and that those parents are doing it right. The mom's doing it right.
Yeah, good on the parents.
Yeah.
But I wasn't giving up a piggy bank at seven.
If I was 7 years old and I had $200,
yeah,
so many Sega Genesis games.
Yes, agreed.
All of them.
Yes.
All the Sega Genesis games.
It's true. It wouldn't have a shot. You would just have already bought them all. You would have no piggy bank.
Exactly.
It would just be replaced by actual games.
Good on that kid, man. That is great. And his actions should encourage more to do the same.
Agreed. Five KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Brad Williams is sitting in for Sluggo.
I am, and apparently we have some more people sitting
we
in with
do.
Us right
Matt
now.
We do. Matt Pinfield.
What's going on, Kevin? How are you?
Let me see if I can get your microphone right.
How's that working? Is it, how's that sound?
I mean, you still sound like Matt Pinfield, so not that great.
Yeah, which never sounds that great. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think that's...
sometimes go, I sound a little raspy today. And like, you sound like you always sound, so what's the difference?
Introduce our guests, because this
really
is a surprise.
To be here with, I brought Billy Duffy and Ian Astbury from the band The Cult.
Holy crap.
Hey.
Great to have you here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Are, you know,
thank
obviously,
you, thank
you. We're a band who's here at KLOS, and they have an announcement to make because they have their 11th studio album, Under the Midnight Sun, which drops on Friday.
Yes.
Which is a killer album, and they got something really great happening here in Los Angeles, and we'll let the guys talk.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, we're doing a special show, world premiere, at the Roxy Theater on Sunset Boulevard. Want to get tickets? Go online, go through all our social media, website, through the Roxy Theater, and album drops on Friday, the 7th of October, Under the Midnight Sun, The Cult. Come to the Roxy.
And this is intimate such a huge show. Deal because it's an intimate show.
It's intimate, yeah. It's going to be, I think there's, it's only going to, the room's going to be capped at like 200 people, so first come, first serve.
Have you played a lot of little tiny places like that?
Occasionally we've played a few. We played Scotch St. James in London, which holds about 60 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus we've got the Greek on that Sunday, October 9th.
So
and that holds a few more.
It does hold a few more.
That holds a few more. If you can't get tickets to the Roxy, you can waddle along to the Greek and we're on Sunday night, which is a delightful place to see
a
concert.
Beautiful place.
I saw Frank Sinatra there once and it was amazing. Very nice, yes.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, King and Woman, and Skeleton Joe on the bill as well.
But on Friday night, we're going to play the album in its entirety through the delightful sound system at the Roxy Theatre for the people who are interested in hearing it first, and then we're going to play a set, and in that set will be some of the songs. We don't know them all, really. I'm not going to lie. So if you go in there expecting us to play the whole album live, ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
In my lifetime or yours.
You have a couple of days to learn them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll stop my slacking.
Sure.
But we will play a few. We've got we know a couple of three, so we're going to do that, and there'll be a few other songs people might recognize, and so it should be a fun Friday night.
That sounds fun. So Friday the album comes out, Under the Midnight Sun. I'm not sure where my mic can't be heard. There we go. And then you're playing the Roxy on Sunday night, and then you're playing
Roxy Friday.
Sorry, Friday night. My bad.
Yeah.
And then you're playing the Greek.
Yep.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Now it is. Do you prefer do you have a preference between those like those small intimate venues, or do you like the big grandiose shows?
I think it's really great to be able to choose to play a little venue.
Yeah.
Keyword in the sentence is choose.
Choose.
Right. It's like now you're doing it for fun.
It's not as big as you can go.
Yeah, it's not a this is Spinal Tap situation where you're just slowly downgraded.
Yes, our audience is becoming more selective. he's great. We love the Greek though. Mm-hmm. We played there in 2019 and we had a really good night. So everybody seemed to think it was a great fit for us. So we're glad to be back there as well. We did the Viper Room once, didn't we? Had some brilliant genius ideas. idea where we'd play the Palladium and then we'd do another gig afterwards.
The same night?
Same night, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same night.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, yeah, everybody was loving that.
So you've learned from that, and now you're going to do the show on Friday, have a day off, and then do the big show on Sunday.
Yeah,
no,
it's that old two buffaloes on the hill analogy, the old buffalo and the young buffalo.
Right.
I'm not going to finish it.
Oh.
This is a family station.
Okay.
But if you know what the two buffaloes on the hill story, and one's an old buffalo and one's a young buffalo...
Mm. Well, Google that.
Google that.
Google that.
That's very good advice.
Google two buffaloes and then be very selective on which website it takes you to.
Yes, sure. Quite.
Absolutely.
We have the guys from the Cult in the studio, and Matt, they're going to be on your show.
It's going to be a week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't figure out which mic you're on.
It's a cool interview. It'll be about the history of the Cult and the brand new album. We're looking forward to having that.
Fantastic.
I'm doing it about Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m., a week from this Sunday.
So it's all things Cult.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you for coming in and letting people know.
Thank you for
having us. Thanks for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to spread the word.
See you guys on Friday and Sunday.
Yes, of course. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Brad Williams, comedian, is filling in.
I'm here. We just had the Cult on. They just announced two shows, Friday at the Roxy, Sunday at the Greek.
Correct.
And
their album drops on Friday.
Yeah, this is just what happens in live radio, I guess. It's just rock bands walk in and want to talk to you for a bit.
But we had to bump Jimmy Kimmel, so we're going to talk to him just after 4.
Sounds good to me.
About his croc line.
He's not busy at all.
Which he has.
So it's fine.
We're running a little bit late because the Cult stopped in earlier today, which was great.
The band, not an actual Cult.
The band.
Just so we're clear.
They have a new album coming out Friday, and they're playing the Roxy on Friday and then the Greek on Sunday. But we were supposed to talk to Jimmy Kimmel a half hour ago. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, who does Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel, whatever his show is called, on Channel 7 at 11:35. And now who has teamed up with the Croc Company to come out with his own Crocs. Jimmy, you have some idea of how much crap I got through the years for wearing Crocs, right?
I think I even remembered giving you crap over Crocs.
Yes, I believe you did as well, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Crocs, and I wore them for years, and everybody made fun of me. And then the tide started turning, and people started wearing Crocs.
Right.
And then eventually, a lot of the people who made fun of me, like Ally McKay and Maren Dungey, got their own and apologized to me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of the king of the world.
I guess you could look at it that way, or you could just look at it as you have no real fashion sense and are lazy.
And I think the world is just getting worse.
That's Brad Williams.
Yes.
Comedian Brad Williams is
joining
us. Hey,
Brad, how you doing?
Wonderful, Jimmy. Good to talk to you.
Well, Brad, what is your position on Crocs?
I'm very anti-Croc unless they have some sort of Italian food on them.
See that? There you go. Brad's got the right idea.
That's how you do it. Jimmy, please tell us about your Jimmy Kimmel Crocs.
Yeah. Well, they... I think this may have been our idea, actually. Crocs are inherently ridiculous, but once you put them on, you go, oh, yeah, okay, I see.
That's it. They're the most comfortable shoe in the world, and they are the ugliest shoe in the world at the same time.
Yeah, Crocs are for people who don't need to seek out sex anymore.
So Kevin is an excellent candidate, is what you're saying, and has been for years.
So are you.
And so when you've given up sexually and your sperm count diminishes, you find yourself looking at Crocs, and maybe you find yourself putting them on. And I think kids really, they open the door because you appreciate Crocs when you're a parent because they're so easy to put on, and putting your children's shoes on is a daily struggle / nightmare. So, they somehow sneaked into my life, and now I have my own Crocs.
You have your own Crocs. Please describe them for us, because they are spectacular.
They look like pizza, and the I learned that the little pins you put in the Crocs are called gibbets.
Yep.
And the gibbets are the toppings. So there's pepperoni gibbets and mushrooms and some basil and that sort of thing. And you can top your Crocs with whatever you like, and then one's my face and one's Guillermo's face, and you can put those on your pizza.
Now, let me ask you, is that optional?
Actually, it comes with the crock, so they are included. The gibbets are included with the pizza crock.
Now, you know, was there a trial and error? Did you go through several other Italian foods before you finally settled on, pizza is the most ridiculous?
You know, honestly, I thought, well, what do I really like? And there are only two things that I'm really interested in.
Not having sex is one.
Well, yeah, not having sex is one. But pizza and fly fishing. And so I looked up fly fishing crocs, and because they're kind of ideal for fishing. And
sure,
somebody had already done that. And so that was off the table. And I looked at pizza crocs, and I could not believe that no one had done it.
Is that true? Like, you literally did that yourself?
Yeah, I did. And not only that, I ordered some of those fly fishing crocs for myself, and I started wearing them around, and people actually get mad.
They do.
I'm like, they don't just dislike them. They're angry at you for wearing them.
Yes, agreed. Yes, it's a very aggressive hate.
Yeah, and I found myself defending myself so often that I became attached to them, you know?
You won't take me and my Crocs alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the contrarian in me that, and now I'm a Croc guy.
Well, Jimmy, I'm looking at these things right now, and I know Paris Fashion Week is going on, and it's really a crime that these things are not being prominently featured.
Well, we don't know that they aren't. Maybe Kanye is wearing them right now.
Sure.
Yeah, and maybe his White Lives Matter hoodie got all the attention, but really, it should have been your Crocs.
Yeah, people stopped at his chest, and if they had just kept going down, they would have seen that he was also into pizza feet.
I mean, you made them about as attention-grabbingly ugly as possible.
Well, that wasn't necessarily the intention, but pizza doesn't look great as clothing, you know.
If you think about how dare shirt, you, sir?
it doesn't look great, but we did our best.
I got you. Well, how much are they, and where can you buy them?
I don't know how much they are. I have no idea.
Excellent.
I know you have to get the Crocs app to buy them, which I found annoying. I didn't know that was going to be the deal. But I do know that the proceeds are going to Children's Hospital here in Los Angeles. So,
which is great.
It's for a good cause. And if you want to, like, you know, if you want to piss off your wife or girlfriend, and
anyone who buys these does not have a girlfriend, Jimmy. Wife, right. Maybe, not girlfriend.
It's a great way to get rid of an unwanted girlfriend or wife.
That's true.
There you go. And if you want to pick your kids up from school and make sure that the current friends that they have never hang out with them again, put these on.
It depends on how old your kids are, because mine are 5 and 8, and they thought they were pretty cool. But I know that, you know, throw another 2 years on, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. These are perfect for Christmas. I'd like to point that out as people start to think about Christmas gifts.
Yes.
That's a great point, Kevin. They're a wonderful Christmas gift. They're even colored like Christmas. They're red, white, and green.
Yeah, and you know what, Jimmy? I'm a father of a 2-year-old, and I need to start thinking of ways to embarrass her as she gets older. And I want to benefit a good cause, so I'm absolutely going to be picking up one of these things.
There you go. You just made a sale.
Might I suggest matching Crocs, because we make them in kid sizes as well.
Let's go. Father-daughter pizza croc day.
Jimmy, you're the best. I can't believe you're in business with the actual croc company.
Me neither. It was a surprise to both of us.
You're the best. Thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is on vacation, and Brad Williams is filling in.
Don't act like it's Brad Williams this morning.
Rather nicely, I might add.
Yes, doing well.
Right.
Talk to Kimmel, talk to the cult. It's a good day.
Right, the cult stops by. That is a surprise.
Yes.
Let's talk fishing. Now, we don't talk a lot of fishing on this show because I don't fish.
Nor do I.
Right. I know there are people who do, and there are people who've been following this, but I bring you a scandal from the world of fishing. The last scandal that I brought you was from the world of chess. Where a guy was getting signals sent to his anal beads.
That's a Mad Lib sentence.
It sounds like it, but it is real. Just search chess and anal beads and you'll see. A fishing tournament in Ohio that was set to award $29,000 to two winning fishers was torn apart by a cheating scandal. A heavier-than-expected catch led to inspection by officials at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail. So apparently, 7.23 pounds was the largest.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys would bring up fish that were a little bit smaller but weighed more. And everybody was really like, "What's? How is that possible?"
Yeah.
And that made the officials cut open a fish, and they found a weight, like a fishing weight, like a heavy fishing, 2 and 3 in a fish.
Wow.
They were cheating by stuffing their fish with weights.
To win the prize money, which $30,000, right. Nothing to shake a stick at. That's a solid amount.
But apparently these guys have been winning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody's super angry because right. How many times have they done this? How much mm-hmm. money have they stolen from other fishermen, whatever you call them, people that fish. But this is the scene, and this is right after the guy cuts into the fish and finds a huge weight on the inside of the fish.
We got weights and fish!
There we go!
Don't we need to file a police report? Jason, we gotta file a police report.
All of them. Every single f***ing fish.
First of all, I love all the cursing.
First of all,
yeah.
Just before the cursing, before they found the weights,
yes,
it was, and there was it was a 30-minute video that I had to go through to find it. The most dull video you've ever seen.
Sure.
Just weighing fish.
Yeah.
No one talking.
Right.
Everyone was tired because it was the end of the day, whatever. And it was just dull.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
then they found the weight.
Yeah.
And everybody went crazy.
Yeah. My favorite part is right at the end when they're like, I got to file a police report.
Yes, that's my favorite. Arrested. Somebody else said, they should go to jail for this.
Yes.
And I thought, what's the charge there?
What's the charge?
What do you go to jail for in that particular case? You were cheating a competition.
Yeah. Not a good person.
So the question is, you cheated at what?
Okay.
818-955-KLOS. I will tell you that I have cheated at smaller things like Pictionary.
Okay.
This is a weird... I'm going to drop a name now. Can I drop a name?
I'm going to drop a name.
I'm just giving you a heads up. It's dropping a name.
Okay.
I don't know how this happened, but at some point, I was playing Pictionary with Chad Smith.
Okay.
Drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You mean Will Ferrell?
Either. Yeah. And we decided before the game we were going to cheat. So the person would go up and just like touch the marker to the paper and we would yell the winning word. And it was men against women. And, and the women were like, what? How are you guys?
Men just get it. That's the thing. We just know what we're talking about. You women, you complicate things too much.
We cheated about 5 times in a row before they finally called us on and said, there's no way you could know that. And I said it was Chad's idea.
Yes. So. I used to cheat playing against my college roommate. We had a very serious Madden competition. Madden, the football video game.
Yes, yes.
And I found out, he didn't know this, that you could actually go into the game and adjust the player's ratings. You can edit them. And
the player's ratings, for those of you that don't play that game, come with the game. Yes. They come with a rating.
Yes.
And that's how good they are. And then, so you're saying you can edit that?
Yes. And this is back in the day when this is before it edited itself online, because now it does that automatically.
Oh, gotcha.
So this is, you had to do it manually, and I found out you could do it. I made the 2004 Denver Broncos... the greatest team ever, and would never lose to my roommate. He was so angry. He punched holes in walls on separate occasions.
Did he ever catch you, or did you ever
never
tell him?
Never caught me.
Really?
Never caught me, and I made him pay for the holes in the walls.
Hilarious that you caused. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We are talking about cheating. You did it. How? We're talking about people who cheat. You were a cheater?
Yeah, I was caught cheating with weights in at the recycling centers in aluminum cans.
Oh, really? What did you put in the cans?
Rocks and then sand eventually. We were probably 7, 8, or 9, and we'd go around the neighborhood collecting them from neighbors in our wagons. My mom would take us once a week, and eventually we figured out there was a couple full ones. We got more money, so eventually we started filling them ourselves with sand, you know, fuel per can or barrel, and eventually the weight was off, and one of the weeks, he right in front of our mom pulled off the tape and dumped out the sand right in front of us and sent us home.
Oh, no. How embarrassing. Was your mom angry?
Yeah, it was my friend's mom, and so my mom still to this day probably blames my other friend and thinks that I was the good boy.
Of course.
There you go.
I definitely went along with it. It probably was his idea, but I did not ever say, no, we shouldn't do this. That's a bad thing.
Right.
Not my angel baby. Yes, your angel baby.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hey, are you still doing any of the cheating?
Yes, cheating.
You were caught cheating?
You were caught cheating.
And I've been doing it for a lot of years. It was just about the mail. I never pay for stamps. I just put the return address. I put who I want it going to, and I address it to myself. And so when you go and mail it, they send it back to the person that's up in the corner, and they send it back to them, and that's the person I really wanted it to go to in the first place.
Wow. So you've cheated our government out of, let's see, you've been doing this for 20 years, about maybe $10.
That's sort of genius.
Yeah.
Sure.
I respect it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Wow, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello. I was calling about the cheating.
Yes, you were caught cheating?
Yeah, I wasn't caught cheating. I actually, I cheated for somebody else.
Oh.
And I worked at a bowling alley in the 70s. And we used to have leagues come in, and they had this old lady league that came in, and I was what they called a pin setter. So I would run around in the back. It was a mechanical analog system back then. It wasn't digital at all. And pins would get stuck, and balls would get stuck. So it was my job to set them up. And it was faster just to grab a pin with a fork and set it back up than it was to recycle through and get a whole new rack.
Right.
So that was my job. And the fork thing that I used was black, so they couldn't see it out front. And there was this really nice little old lady that bowled in this one league, and she was no good. She would throw the ball, and it would go really slow, and it would just, you could hear it coming, woof, 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 down the alley. And I would stick my fork in there, and I would knock over pins for her.
That's fantastic.
Good for you.
I got her all the way up to the fourth highest one in the league at one point.
That's fantastic. You're actually using cheating for good.
Yeah. And,
I was.
And Gertrude bowled 4 300 games
right in a row.
Absolute perfect games. I made her a rock star.
That's good cheating. You do good work.
Slug was on vacation, and comedian Brad Williams is filling in.
Happy to be here, sir.
Tell us where people can see you.
Oh, November 18th through the 20th at Brea Improv. Go to improv.com and get your tickets to see me tell live jokes.
And he's a great show. He's a fun night out.
I hope so, man.
I don't think that came out right.
No, it didn't, but that's okay.
Give me five.
Give me five.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Slugo
and Brad Williams today. The theme for today's Give Me Five is oceans, seas, and rivers.
All right.
Oceans, seas, and rivers.
Like the river of Diet Coke you just spilled on the soundboard.
Not talking about that right now. 818-955-KLOS if you have an idea. Oceans, seas, and rivers for Give Me Five today on KLOS. We are doing Give Me Five, oceans, seas, and rivers. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I know oceans, seas, and rivers.
Yes, what song?
That has that in it?
Yes.
Oh, Sea of Love.
Brad Williams, comedian, is filling in.
Yeah, now I am not a professional DJ.
Right.
I am not a professional radio broadcaster. You are.
I mean, define professional.
You've been doing this for how long?
I have been doing it for a long time.
And what is something that they would tell you never to do as a professional broadcaster?
Radio 101.
Yes.
Is don't leave the microphone on during a song.
I mean, you've never done that, though.
I did that yesterday.
Okay.
Number two, never spill anything on the board.
But you would never put a drink next to a board.
No, don't be ridiculous.
An active radio board.
I wouldn't make two of those kind of really early on bad radio mistakes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a professional.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why you even bring it up. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't appreciate you bringing it up.
Do you need me to get you another Diet Coke, by the way?
Please.
Okay.
We just did Give Me Five, Seas, oceans, and whatever else, rivers.
We're so lucky the radio station is still working.
I did have to wipe it off with my shirt. The Ocean from Led Zeppelin. Sea of Love from the Honey Drippers. Rockaway Beach from Ramones. River is Rising from Slash. And Take Me to the River by Talking Heads. Those are the five songs. Your chance to play in the KLOS $100,000 game coming up in about a half hour here.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah. I found some cash. Everyone's wrong.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds. Well,
someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth, later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. Okay. 65 pounds? God, I really have no idea. This is going to be so $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? it looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger in it, and then,
I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
Oh, right.
And they sort of, they're in Miami, for God's sake.
One of those packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right?
I mean, it's very possible.
If it's free, if it's on the beach.
Because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying, would you take one? Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell it.
Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Yeah. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That is a
very
fact.
Funny. All right, so you found something expensive, and what did you do with it?
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Sluggo?
Yes?
This is Kevin.
Yes?
Hello?
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
This is Santa Anita Racetrack, and I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Wow. Nice.
As a naive dumbass,
yeah,
I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
By the short ones, I had to go.
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy. Crazy. Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love that
was
guy.
Very odd.
He's my favorite caller.
You
of
guys,
today.
Are you what? Are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was got in the back of a taxi once, and I kicked something with my foot, and it was a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to him.
Very nice.
Yay. Look at that.
That's good.
You
good
wouldn't have you. Done that, sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there
if
was only $800 in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But right on. Thanks for calling,
thanks
man.
You.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. But I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back,
no,
you know, it wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's cool.
You hear
cool.
that, sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some Coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid. And he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came. And somebody handed me a box. And I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And they handed me his 45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's
right.
Yeah. Like, sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I left and I said, hey, what's in this box? And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this, like, gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped, and
Holy cow.
I ended up driving, yeah, and I was in Redlands, drive by Highland, found some guys on the street, and I said, hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it.
Yeah.
How do you return that?
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Mm.
No, wow. Yeah.
Well, you, interesting.
You sold it to a random rando for $50?
Yeah, bucks? For $50. Get it out of my hands, I didn't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for $50 to someone on the street.
I mean, you could have gotten more.
Could we? Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's a new one from Mammoth, 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, mm-hmm. man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
Something
ground.
Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
Hey! What's that?
What's that? Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'll go miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I miss doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I just called to say.
Find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in a money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, nope, we're turning it in.
Damn it.
Talking my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever claim it, or did you
claimed
get to keep it?
Claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, what a nice young man. Gives me a $5.
Oh,
I'm sorry, hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him, I said, come really, guys? I am sorry, but I know. You could have given me $100 on that one.
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I got to put my hookah pipe away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm about to tell you how you shower and what it means about you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if you don't shower?
Lifestyle expert,
mm-hmm.
Anu Mukherjee.
Oh, yeah. I love that dude.
She revealed. That the body part you wash first says a lot about your personality.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to think about it. Yeah, okay, I know.
I know what I.
Me
what
too.
Body part I wash first. So I'm going to start with the face.
That's what you start with?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you
gotcha.
What it means.
Gotcha.
If you're a person who washes your face first in the shower, this is what it means.
About okay.
You. And I don't know how she knows this, and I don't know
if
it's
she knows, okay. You know? Like, I followed him, her, whatever. All
people
along.
Who wash their faces first yeah. in the shower love money.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know right. how that translates.
So if you wash your face first, does
yes.
that ring true with you? What
right.
we just said.
These people can often struggle to get along with others as their point of view on the subject is hard to understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand that at all.
I know right. a couple people that really love money. I got to ask them now clandestinely.
Doesn't
whether or not.
I don't, okay.
Well, but love money. Like, you're going to go after it. Like, that's your goal.
If you wash your shoulders first.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to wash first.
Right. Those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's reaching.
That's what I think.
But okay.
Describing their devotion, she said that these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. Shoulder washers are believed to be both loyal and reliable.
Well, maybe they've done a little research. Let's grant that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
If you wash your armpit first.
Uh-huh.
The lifestyle expert said doing this means you are a very reliable and attentive person.
Huh. Really?
How do they get that? She claimed, however, that you might come off a bit naive and lack confidence.
Huh. Interesting.
Chest. By the way, what do you
have an answer? Let's see where we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chest.
Okay.
Honest and loyal people tend to wash their chest first in the shower.
You and I don't wash our chest first, do we? Buddy.
Unfortunately, she said these people are usually pretty stressed out and all they want to do is do well.
Okay. They're like, oh, I gotta wash my heart. Mm-hmm. Can't take it anymore. Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Hair,
okay.
If you wash your hair before any other part of your body, she says you're the most likely of a hopeless romantic.
Dude, I forgot to wash my hair the other day. I put water and did the water thing, mm-hmm. and I realized I didn't put any shampoo in it.
You are often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well.
And any other body part. If you have no specific order.
Oh, wait, any other body part?
They didn't list your...
Yeah.
Wiener.
What? Is that where you start? I'm going for the flip side. I mean, that's why we're there, really. Try and get clean. It's almost impossible, but that region needs to be taken care of. That orifice should be dealt with first.
Why wouldn't they list
that?
Well,
yeah,
that?
That's, I want to know what they say.
Why wouldn't they list? Is that what you go for first?
You loathe yourself. You find yourself disgusting, and you're trying to...
That's what you shower first?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm guessing your armpits is what...
No, I'm hair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to it.
You're romantic and you're often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. So I think that's spot on.
I love your art. Your artwork has inspired me.
Why don't they list B-hole?
Yeah, why don't they list B-hole?
All right, I'm going to have to do some more research. Yes. I'll get back to you on that one.
Vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
For years, the airport's roof has been leaking.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Greg Behara, ladies and gentlemen.
That's beautiful.
The important news from Fresno.
When did Fresno become your focus?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so Fresno news would filter its way through, and I was fascinated.
And you just got hooked.
Oh, Fres, yes, I did.
I mean, that's terrible that they've had a leak in the airport. My God.
Right.
You know, that's, I mean, you do bring home some important news.
It's magical.
From Fresno, yeah.
It's a magical place.
Yeah.
Listen to this report. Mm. Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
Yeah, I get it.
What do you mean, sure?
Well, I mean, if you check your email, I sent you over a couple more examples of the kind of news that takes place in Fresno.
Let's take a listen.
So I'll give you an idea.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
The first round is now done for the Fresno Bobblehead Tournament.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Do you ever hear from people from Fresno that are pissed off that you're maybe... possibly mocking them slightly? Does that ever happen?
Lots of people feel like it brings them closer to home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. So I think of it as a service.
We used to be on in Fresno, and they have a great sense of humor. We went there one time, and it was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So they would, I think, laugh.
You always called it Fres Yes.
Well, yeah. Fresno, Fres Yes. Yeah.
So are you actually on in Fresno? I know you're all over the place, Greg. You're all over the country.
It's the mayor's decision, not mine.
That damn mayor.
Yeah.
Fresno is the most romantic city in the U.S. out of 150 metro areas surveyed. Also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, and Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now, do you think that really Fresno stacks up to those places, you know, for love and for romance? And
well, I mean, I don't think I need to say it. I think we can go to the news.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Let's look back at some of our favorite squirrels from over the years.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
All right, so here's why they chose this.
Yes,
the study looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine. $8.
Yeah, but you can get $8 Snoop Dogg bottle of wine here. So, Fresno, strike one, buddy.
No, oh. I'm saying these are all together.
Okay.
And a meal out for two is $46.
At Del Taco.
Doesn't say that, but I would assume.
I mean, you know.
Found that date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
Wow.
The dollar theater is
no
really
more
nice.
Romantic terms then. Yeah, right? It's rather affordable, baby.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity. Here's where it gets weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60 out of 100. The number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people. And this is where it gets really weird. Sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
What?
How do you, why? How do you?
Hey, kids, are you guys doing it? You like it? You having fun? Well, strike one for Fresno.
60, that's a C minus.
It is.
That's about right.
It is. But right now, we have your shot to win your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is at $600. Call now, and we'll take caller 13. Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
Dan.
Your name is Dan?
Yeah.
All right, Dan, you are caller 13, so you get to play in the KLOS $100,000 name game.
All right.
All right, we're looking for a type of cheese with a one-word name. And the last two that have been guessed are American, which was not correct, and Havarti cheese chain. I don't know that. I've never heard it. I've never heard of
Havarti
that.
Havarti is a cheese. I don't know about Havarti chain.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But that was incorrect as well. So that's what you have to go on. Type of cheese with one-word name.
Gouda.
Gouda is incorrect.
That answer was no Gouda.
You go straight to hell.
What are you talking about? Professional comedian.
Thank you for calling. You're a professional comedian. All right, allegedly. It goes up to $800 about an hour from now on 95.5 KLOS. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot sits at $800, so we'll take caller 13. Good luck from KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
This is Julie.
Julie, you are caller 13.
No way.
Yes.
Don't even know.
Yes way.
Never got through on this.
Well, you did just now, and we're looking for a type of cheese with a one-word name. And I can tell you the last two that have been guessed have been incorrect, Gouda and American. So it's a type of cheese with a one-word name.
Okay, I'm going to say Brie.
Brie is incorrect.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. But you can try again. Next time we do this game, it'll be worth $1,000. So what you do is you kicked it up 200, and then you'll call back and win that.
All right. Sounds good.
Well done. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Sluggo's on vacation, and Brad Williams, comedian, is filling in.
So happy to be here. So happy to be resuming my career in radio and replacing Sluggo from here on out.
He's going to be back.
What?
He's going to be back on Monday. He's just in Hawaii. He's good.
I know what's
happening.
Okay.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now. The number is 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is at $1,000. Good luck. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, you are caller 13.
You're lying right now.
I'm not lying right now. I'm telling the truth.
We're trying to give you money, so do not call us a liar.
The pot is up to $1,000, and we're looking for a type of cheese with a one-word name. I can give you the last two that were incorrect. The last two were Brie and Gouda, both incorrect. So we need a one-word cheese for $1,000.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, what's your guess?
I don't know.
Just any cheese. Just a cheese. Maybe just guess a cheese.
Say any cheese.
Just say a cheese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese is incorrect. but you weren't going to get it anyway, right?
Well,
thank you for trying.
He's honest.
The next time we play this game, it'll be worth $1,200 from Caleb.